Kumlan and Ablat Gemara, we are up to Daf Kuf Aleph Amen Aleph. We're talking about the ocean being a Carmelis, and we're talking about like a ship can be a Shisha Yachid, and we were discussing how you pass things from one to another, and that we made a special cooler by a ship that you can actually have suspended mechitzas, and so on and so forth. We said you can draw water. But going to throw out the waste, you put it against the side of the ship, and then from the side of the ship it falls in the water, so it's only a koichai. By Karmelis, we weren't goizer koichai. And others said that you don't even need a suspended mechitza, you can just have a board sticking out, because technically, since it's the ocean floor, that we start counting the Karmelis above the water is actually makom tur. So technically you could carry the water into the ship, you just do a little ziz sticking out just to make it some kind of a heker. Why an ocean is not considered shusha yachid? You have these steep inclines, and therefore we said before that if it rises 10 tvachim and the distance of 4 ambas, it's a wall. So l'chayda, every ocean has walls all around it. So the entire ocean should be a shusha yachid. The Ritva talks about in that Vav and Erevin about an island. If an island can be considered, if you have, like a continental shelf immediately surrounding an island, where they have these steep slopes, if you let it, then automatically carry an entire island. And he wants to say there that if you stand on the highest point in that place and you cannot see all four sides, then it's not considered a shusha yachid. It can be considered a private place because you can't see all of it. And that would be the same logic they use for an ocean as well. Okay, we're up to Daf Kuf Aleph Amud Aleph, about six lines from the top. Amar Rav Huna, Huna says, Hani bitzah also the Mishan, you have these little boats from Mishan. Ain metalklin behen ella barbo. You have these tiny little boats, and then it comes to a point on the bottom, and so you're not allowed to carry in them only 4 amas. Why? It's not considered a shusha yachid. Now, why isn't it a shusha yachid? You have walls around it. It's because you don't have on the bottom of the in the hull of the ship a width of 4 tvachim. So therefore, the moment you don't have a width of 4 tvachim, then the problem is. Okay, what's the problem? If you go higher up, it does eventually get 4 tvachim wide, but mechitzas are no longer mechitzas. A wall is considered a wall only if it encompasses an area that's 4 tvachim. If it's not covering 4 tvachim, it's not just the 4 tvachim the problem is you have no walls either. Okay. Only with the bottom 3 tvachim, you don't have a width of 4 tvachim. Let's say the 2 tvachim mark. It suddenly widens to 4 tvachim, then from that point and onwards, it's a shusha yachid. It's as if the bottom 2 tvachim are filled with dirt, whatever it is. But if you filled it up with reeds and you filled it up with other things, less lumba, then it doesn't bother us. With willows, whatever it is, it doesn't bother us at all. What do you mean? Then it's as if you filled the whole bottom, as if the boat only begins on top of these willows, or these urbana, or these kani, and therefore there's no problem whatsoever. That's what the Gemara rules. Maskar Nachman has a question. Tesis does not like Rashi's pshat at all, and his main problem is that if there's no 4 tfachim at the bottom of the boat, you're telling me you're allowed to carry more than 4 amas because the Carmelis, but a Carmelis also needs 4 tfachim. So if there's no 4 tfachim at the bottom of the boat, it's a makom tur. And you should be able to carry throughout the entire boat. And therefore, he learns it's talking about a whole different story here about a boat that has these slots, and then between the slots, is the water comes in, and the boat sits right on the water. It's as if you blend in the water. And it has a buoy, or it floats in the water because of these boards. And that's what we're talking about over here. Anyway, Maskar Bulunak Rashi Gemara. Maskar Nachman has a question. Why don't we learn what we had before the Gemara? Why don't we say that the Mechitzas, imagine that comes down, we had the Fei. That let's say good achas, you draw it down. Therefore, let's say where it is 4 tvachim wide, you have size of a ship, take those sides and extend it down further, all the way down to the ground. Mila Tanya, we actually learned a similar principle. Basically, you put a little a reed in a pole in the Shusarabim, Uvaroisha, and on top of it, Taraskal, you have a basket, so the basket has 4 sides. Now, Vizarik, with a Chagab, if you threw things on top of the basket, Chayib. If you threw things on top of the basket, you're Chayib. It's as if there's a Shusay Yachid. It's as if there's a Shusay Yachid here. Where the Mechitzes. We imagine the Mechitzes come all the way down to the ground. Now, the pole itself is not 4 tvachim wide. But we imagine that the sides of this basket could be say good achas, and therefore they're completely surrounding this pole. And so therefore from the ground upwards, you have a four wall, the shusha yachid. Now, if it lands below the basket, we don't say it's a shusha yachid, only if it's above the basket. But at least above the basket, we say that these mechitzas help for that. So why don't you say the same thing by the boat? Alma min gudachim mechitzasa. So hachinami here to name a gudachim mechitzasa by the boat as well. Who cares if the bar on the boat is narrower than four tvachim? Why don't we say gudachas? Maske what Rabbi Yisr said back to him, he said to Rab Nachman, didn't you hear what Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rav? And Mati ba'ala bring it Moshe Rab Chia. The Tanya will be learned. Okay, you're right. There is an opinion. There's a view, Rabbi Yisr by Yehuda says that we imagine good achas mechitzasa, but the Chachamim disagree. In other words, they don't believe that in the case of the pole with the basket on top, they don't agree that it's a din v'shusha yachid. In other words, they don't agree in the concept of good achas. No, if they don't agree in the concept of good achas, we're following the Chachamim. That's why in the case of the boat, you're not allowed to carry. So the Gemara, Omle Bai says, what are you talking about? You think that's what the Chachamim are arguing? The At Le Tizbra, you don't believe in the concept of good achas. Everyone believes in good achas. But Tanya, we learn clearly, Omle b'shusha rabim, if you have a pillar, a box standing in a public space, Gavoya asor of rochav dal, 10 tfachim high, 4 tfachim wide, but the ain bikori dalad, but in the bottom, in you know somewhere in the bottom, it's not 4 tfachim wide. The yesh bikotah shalai gimel, and that narrow part rises 3 tfachim. So therefore, you don't have 4 tfachim on the bottom of width to be rishis yachid. So there's no love or anything else. And yet, v'zorik, v'nochal gabov, you toss something in through it on top of this box, chayiv. We imagine that it's a shushyachin. Why? Where the walls? Could we say good achas? Alma amrinu good achas mechitzasa. Everyone agrees to this. That we imagine that the walls on the top of the box go all the way down and they surround the whole area as if it's all even. So, hochanami good achas mechitzasa. Over here also should be good achas mechitzasa. Over here by a boat also, that's a good question. So Abai now answers, Kunt Rashi, Abai is still talking. So Abai answers, others have different gears. Midi Ilya. Novos, you cannot compare the case of the boat to the case over there of the of Traskul over the Amud. Hossam, over there, in the case of the Traskul. You know what the Chacham argue? The problem is not the Gurachas. The problem is it's because it's wide open. It's a mechitza that the goats can walk right through, and therefore they break any imaginary mechitzas, as we learned before. And therefore you cannot say Gurachas, because physically you see these things walking right underneath it. Mashenkein, in the case of the boat, there is no gedim coming underneath it, so therefore we could say Gurachas, and therefore you should be able to carry in that boat. And in the case of the box as well, even though it narrows there, because basically you have a lot of, you know, you have mechitzas four tefachim wide, just on the bottom it narrows in, the goats don't feel comfortable going underneath, like underneath the cover there and scratching against the wall or something. It doesn't work that way. So there's no gedim that are going through it, and therefore we'll say good achas by the case of the box. And therefore we should also say good achas in the case of the boat. And that's the question Nachman was asking. Why don't you say in the boat? Or he argues, you should say good achas, and you should be able to carry, if the top of the boat is four tefachim wide, you should be able to carry. If so, if you think the problem with the traskel is that the goats go underneath and they impede this imaginary wall, nusfinanami by boat also. Ha'ika b'kiz dogi, the fish that swim underneath it, they're also breaking this imaginary wall. Because you can't, they're not visible, you don't see the fish. Therefore, it's not really considered a bekia. It's not considered a breaking. How do we know that? The Torah even Rab Tavlam Ravi. Rab Tavlam was asked Ravi a question. Mechitza Tluya. If you have a suspended mechitza, so it's not grounded. It's not from the coming up from the ground. It's hanging from the top. Mao. Now we know that more Erevin will learn that by a boat or in a pit, you know, a cistern in the ground where you keep your water and you want to carry it or something, we're very makel. If you built this suspended mechitzas, we're going to allow you to take the water up, take it up. In fact, if you have a bar shared between two properties and you have a suspended mechitza right in the middle, dividing, separating the two, they're very makel. So my question is, he says, mechitza tuluya, what about mechitza tuluya? Ma'u shatate b'churba. By a churba, dilapidated place, you know, you have these walls are hanging from the top, and can we rely on them to say that you can carry inside? Because most of the walls are missing. But Amalei, he said, generally speaking, that a suspended mechitza doesn't work. We only allow that in case you have like a balcony overhanging the water, and you can draw water from the reservoir beneath you or the lake beneath you by making this suspended mechitza. We're only lenient in the case of water, because you know it's difficult to bring it up any other way. What about the fact that there are fish swimming underneath it in the case of the porch? It must be that fish, because they're not visible, they don't break this imaginary wall. But goats coming underneath a wall, they do. It says the Gemara further, still talking about ships, says the Mishnah that the ships are tied to each other. You can carry from one ship to another ship. It says Gemara, Pshita, why not? Omar Rava, says Rava, says first, what's the Chiddush here? We'll see. Possible. Right now, the Gemara thinks it belongs to both of the same persons. So what's the big deal? Both ships are attached. Boats are attached to each other. Of course, you can carry from one boat to the next. So Rava says, no, it's not so simple. La nitzach, you know what we're talking about here. We don't need it. No, nitzach, we need a lahatit bita shibaneim. We're talking about that you couldn't walk from one ship. Both ships are attached. In between, you have a pontoon. You have some other sailboat that you get onto to cross over to that other ship. And that little boat is actually not tied to either one. And the chiddush is, because the main ships are attached to each other, therefore, and the boat is sandwiched in between, we're not worried that it's going to float away, and that you're going through a karmelis. Amr Safra said, Moshe, Shapik Amrit. He called him, Moshe, you think you're saying the right thing? And Rashi says over here, Moshe, two lines from the bottom, Kloimer Abenu Bedoide Ke Moshe Bedoide. That talking to Rava, that every Nasi in his generation is like Moshe Rabbeinu in his generation. So he called Rava Moshe. You think you're right? What are you talking about? Metautli Mezulazutana. It says clearly Mishnah, you can carry from one ship to another. The way you're learning, it's not going directly from one ship to the next. You're going via a third boat. And that's not what the Mishnah says. Talking about what? That's two different owners, and the Chiddush and Mishnah is you can make an Erev Chatzeder, you're allowed to carry one from another. Because the time you learn, Tzvinus, Kshudus, Bazul, two ships are tied to each other, Ma'arvin, you're allowed to make an Eidah between the two of them, Umetautlin, Mazul, so you can carry from one to the next. Nifsiku, the moment the ships are no longer tied to each other, even though they're touching each other, they're contiguous, the Eidah falls apart. Why? Because generally they move around. Nesru, and there comes Asa. What about Chazru v'Nikshu? Now you're not allowed to tie on Shabbos, right? You're fixing up. But let's say you got tied. Bein Shagigin, whether you did it, you forgot that it was Shabbos, you forgot, and you tied it back up. Bein Mazidin, whether you did it, deliberately knowing you shouldn't redo it, and you did it anyway. Bein Anusin, whether you were forced into it. Bein Mutin, you were doing something else, and then without realizing it, you tied this knot. In all of these cases, let's say that you have just mats that are spread out. Is ma'arvin v'chein machtzolis haprusas, if you found these mats wandering about. And you use that as a mechitza, even though you shouldn't be making mechitzas, but if you made a mechitza on Shabbos, is ma'arvin metalkel mezulazu. That if you made these mechitzas on Shabbos, you're allowed to once again carry in that mechitza area, even though you know it fell apart on Shabbos. You can put it back. If you did put it back, you know you could. If you did, you can rely on it. Even machzolos allows you to carry from one to the next, and the niglu they rolled away nesu chazu v'nifreshu. Then once again these machzolos once again cut together and they formed a partition. Ben shegim emezidin by you didn't realize Shabbos, so you did it on purpose. Ben anusin you were forced. Ben mutin you were doing something else and came here. Chazul ha'teirishin. It goes back to the first heter. Shekol mechitza shenase b'Shabbos. A partition that was created on Shabbos. Bein b'shagig, bein b'meizid. Shemo mechitza is called a mechitza. It's always called a mechitza. So what do you see from here? That you can have even these light mechitza and so on and so forth. And the chiddush is that if two ships are, the chiddush on the mission is, two ships are tied together, you can make an eidah between the two and and carry. The Braise then continues in saying that even fell apart, you can redo it again on Shabbos. If not, you could. If you did it, redo it on Shabbos, it's good enough. Says the Gemara, Eini, you're telling me that you can make an Erev Chatzedah between two ships. But Amram Nachman, did Amram Nachman say regarding this Braise, Loishon, well, a lizard, when we say that the ships are a Shusa Yachid, is only as far as Lechumre. If somebody throws into the ship, it's as if you threw from a Carmelist to Shusa Yachid or from a Shusa Ramesh to Yachid. Abel Atatul also to give you the leniency of a Shusa Yachid, you can walk about the entire ship, he never said. Says the Gemara, you misunderstood Amram Nachman. Ki Itmar Amram Nachman, when Amram Nachman made his comment, amazed Itmar. Rav Nachman was talking about the case where it says if he deliberately went ahead and built a mechitz on Shabbos, even though technically you can rely on the mechitz and carry, nevertheless we penalize you and we don't allow you to carry, it's a knas. But all the other cases, definitely you can carry. It's a shusha yachid completely. So lenient and ul-chumra as well. Ul-chumra and l'kula. Itma, we learned, Amar Shmuel said, afilu kshuras b'chut asarbol. He said, even if they were just tied with a piece of cloth, is also like, you know, with a collar, is also good enough. In the two ships is good enough to consider them one, and you can make an erev chatzedah between the two. Says what exactly is he trying to say? Idi yochel hamidon, of this cloth, this material, is strong enough to hold it, to bind the two ships together, and they shouldn't separate. Nupshita, why shouldn't it be good enough? And idi ein yochel hamidon, if it cannot, it's not strong enough to hold the two ships together, then am I? Then why taka does he allow you to make such an erev? An erev chatzedah in such a situation. Talking about the Yochel Hamidon. It's talking about that the material is strong enough to hold the two ships together. And Shmuel coming la fuke midanafshekasi. He's coming to negate another opinion that he once said, and he wants you to make sure that you don't make a mistake. When it comes to Tumah, it's now we learn, if Kosher, if you tied a ship, bidover hamamida, with something strong, and Shmuel's going to say, he's talking about a chain, a metal chain. In other words, if a ship was attached to an oil of a mace, we learned before that if you have a corpse inside a house, everything underneath this, share the same roof, is tummy. And if your ship is attached, was linked to this particular house, then everything on the ship and all the contents become tummy as well. Now, ships generally don't become tummy because we learned before from a pasuk, the lev yam, but we did say that the ships in the yardim, which are tiny boats, they can become tummy because you can carry them. Now, the... especially if they're made out of cheddis. Maybe the tumah bedover shem amino tumah becomes a tumah if it's something that is not strong enough. It's not mekabel tumah, it's not considered attached. And comes along Shmuel and says, what's considered attached when it comes to tumah? Vushur shel bazel, that's to be a metal chain. So we would have thought, that just like by tumah, he says it has to be metal chain. Why? And the reason is because that's the most common way to attach things together, and that's why he brings tumah. Our Shabbos is the same thing. When is it considered two ships are considered like that you can bind them together, that you can make an erev chatzedah? Only if they're attached via a metal chain. So he wants to tell you, no. Le'inyan tumah d'chsev, go tumah, it says, b'chalal cherev, cherev ha'gachol. We know by metal, there's a certain property by metal that it takes on the identity or the level of tumah, the status of tumah, of whatever it comes in contact with. So in, avol, le'inyan Shabbos, when it comes to Shabbos, that doesn't matter. Kivan the yochel hamidon, as long as this material, whatever material it is, if it's strong enough to hold the two boats together, afilu b'chut asarbo, even if it's just made out of material, out of cloth, it connects the two boats, and you can make an erev chatzedah between the two. That's what Shmuel is trying to tell us. Okay, this finishes today's blot. We'll continue tomorrow in Mitzvah Shem.